In the early 19th century, many companies began to build tractors. A wide variety of designs were used to help farmers accomplish their work more efficiently. One of those companies was located in Carroll, Iowa, and I'll take you there next on the American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can local citizens work together to make a positive difference in their community? Andrew McCrae's latest book is here, The Total Town Makeover. Get your copy today at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on Books at the top of the page. You'll find all of Andrew's books there, books like American Countryside, The Man Who Was President for a Day, and God's Perfect View. They're based on Andrew's radio broadcast and are perfect for you and make great gifts. Log on today at AmericanCountryside.com.
In Carroll, Iowa, you'll find a tractor with quite a history tied to this town.
It's the Hyder tractor. It's a 1915 Model C Hyder tractor.
And as Barbara Hackford explains, this tractor originated from right here in Carroll.
The Hyder manufacturing was centered here in Carroll, but things like the engine they bought elsewhere. It was assembled here in Carroll. They made a lot of it.
Barbara says the company had an important selling point for their tractor compared to other models of that day.
They sold it as the most economical tractor you could buy. It cost under $1,000.
This particular model is on display at certain times here as part of the County Historical Society.
The back wheels are heavy steel. But this one is unique because it had a canopy on it, which was nice for farmers to be out of the sun or the rain. And it's also friction drive. That means if you want to go forward, you push the steering wheel forward. If you want to stop, you pull it back.
Hyder began building tractors around 1908, and after a few years sold the tractor line to the Rock Island Plow Company. Although Henry Hyder was still employed by the new company to help with the design and development of future models.
That ended very early because things were getting more complicated than what Henry Hyder wanted to put into it. And he was hired for several years as a consultant.
But the Hyder Company continued on for several decades after making those tractors.
They closed down in the early 70s. They were making things like coaster wagons for kids, and they made farm wagons, grain wagons. They made wooden ladders that you can still use today, very high quality.
And perhaps you can come and take a peek at a unique piece of farm history, the Hyder, a model from those early days of tractor building. Traveling the countryside in Carroll, Iowa, I'm Andrew McRae.